Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive audio description service at this production of The Hills of California. The play was written by Jez Butterworth and directed by Sam Mendes. Theater description. The Broadhurst Theater was built in 1917 and has a seating capacity of just over 1,200. As you enter the theater, a staircase immediately to the right leads downstairs to the restrooms and a bar. Two more staircases at either end of the orchestra seating lead to the mezzanine. There is a bar at the back of the orchestra area, as well as on the mezzanine level. An accessible bathroom is located on the orchestra level. Synopsis. In the sweltering heat of a 1970s summer, the Webb sisters return to their childhood home in Blackpool, an English seaside town where their mother Veronica lies dying upstairs. Gloria and Ruby now have families of their own. Jill never left. And Joan? No one's heard from her in 20 years. But Jill insists that their mother's favorite won't let them down this time. The rundown Seaview Guesthouse is haunted by bittersweet memories of amusement park rides and overdue bills. Back in the 1950s, each night the girls rehearse their singing act, managed by their fiercely loving single mom. But when a record producer offers a shot at fame and a chance to escape, it will cost them all dearly. Set description. There is a single set for the entire show and there is no curtain. Before us, as the audience is taking their seats, is the rundown parlor of a Victorian guesthouse. The floor is made of worn interlocking brown and blue linoleum squares. The side and back walls are wallpapered in dark teal. Both side walls on the left and right have a window as well as an open doorway. Sunlight seeps through the windows, giving the parlor a golden cast. The center of the space is dominated by a steep, dark wood staircase with a banister on either side. It leads up from right to left, finishing at a small landing at the top. At the landing are two wooden doors. They are highlighted with soft pink-shaded lights fixed to the wall. The one directly facing the stairs is Veronica's room. From here, another staircase curves up to the right, twisting into the dark and out of sight. Beyond this second staircase, another landing stretches across the back wall, where there are more doors to more bedrooms. This landing turns at a right angle where it meets the right side wall and juts forward above the parlor below. Here it leads to yet another staircase that takes us up to the next floor of the house and out of sight. The crisscrossing staircases give the entire space a feeling of heaviness, as if the staircases were weighing the house down. The parlor before us is clean, but old and careworn, as if it has not changed in several years. Near the door on the right is a curtain that separates the parlor from the kitchen. The curtain is floor length, brightly colored, and held up by a pole. The space underneath the staircase is filled with built-in wooden shelving. Close to the back wall, below the staircase, is a tiki bar on the left. The base is covered in bamboo and its top hung with straw. Small fairy lights are strung around it. The shelves of the bar are stocked with old liquor bottles. Taped to some of the shelves are faded postcards. Three bamboo stools with red vinyl seats sit in front of the bar. On the left, behind the bar, is a cabinet with red doors, the shelves below filled with board games and jigsaw puzzles. An old jukebox sits to the left of the tiki bar. Scattered around the parlor are five small tables, all square and made of wood. One on the left, one on the far right, and three in the center. Four of the tables have one or two chairs near them. On the table farther back on the right is an old-fashioned slot machine called the Lucky Lady. Hanging over the room are two light fixtures that have been covered in fake grass to match the tiki bar roof. The set is positioned on a turntable with the public parlor on one side and a private kitchen on the other. When the set turns to reveal the kitchen, the curtain will now be on the left side. Just to the left of the curtained entrance is a small wooden table with a lamp and a telephone. The back wall of the kitchen under the stairs is a wall of cabinets painted light blue. Some of the cabinets are open, others have doors. On the open cabinet shelves are cooking implements, bowls, plates, and glasses. There is also a sink, a small stove, and a narrow counter. In the center of the room is a long table with chairs on three sides and a long bench on the side that faces the audience. The bench is covered with bright fabric with a pattern of blue and red flowers. On the far right side of the room is an upright piano and bench. On top of the piano is a small shaded lamp. Character descriptions. The Hills of California has a cast of 16 actors, 10 women and 5 men. All of the characters are white unless stated otherwise. Some of the actors play more than one part, generally one part in 1955 and the other in 1976. Jillian, or Jill as she is mostly called, is a young white woman, 32 years old, and the youngest of the four sisters. She is a slim, somewhat mousy woman, her light brown hair cut in a bob that comes to just above her shoulders. She wears a pair of glasses with brown frames. Jill wears a simple short-sleeved shift dress. The fabric has a pattern of light brown dashes against a cream background. She wears it belted around the waist and with a simple pair of tan-colored flat shoes. Ruby is the next in line. She is in her mid-30s. She has long chestnut hair that waves gently around her shoulders. She is of medium height and slender. Ruby wears a pair of bell-bottom jeans and a white camisole under a blue plaid button-down rolled up at the sleeves. Gloria, the second eldest sister, is in her late 30s. She is tall and slender, her long dark hair pulled off her face with a few long strands falling over her cheekbones. She accentuates her eyes with dark purple eyeshadow. Gloria wears a pair of wide-legged maroon trousers with a long matching vest belted over a silky multicolored blouse. Later, in the second act, she will appear in a pair of loose-fitting silky pajamas. Joan is the eldest sister. We don't meet her until the second act. She is in her late 30s, tall and slim with long dark brown curly hair that falls in messy ringlets around her face. She wears bell-bottom jeans and a glittery bronze top that zips up the front under a full-length gray suede coat with long white fake fur at the cuffs and collar. Dennis is Ruby's husband. Kind but ineffectual, he is in his early 40s, of medium height and weight. His light brown hair is longish, reaching his shirt collar. He wears a pair of gray trousers and a short-sleeved gray and white striped shirt. The actor who plays Dennis in 1976 also plays Jack Larkin in 1955. Jack Larkin is a comedian of sorts, not very successful. He wears a gray three-piece suit that has seen better days. Bill, a man in his early 40s, is Gloria's husband. He is of medium height and weight with longish graying hair and sideburns, a pair of squarish glasses perched on his nose. He dresses casually in khaki trousers and a light-colored button-down rolled up at the sleeves. The actor who plays Bill in 1976 also plays Mr. Halliwell in 1955. Mr. Halliwell is a weary working man in a tan-colored canvas coat and similar colored trousers. Gloria and Bill have two teenage children, Tony, 14, and Patty, 13. Tony wears shorts and a t-shirt, and Patty is dressed similarly casually in a short denim dress. Penny is a nurse in 1976, and the same actor plays Biddy in 1955. She is a middle-aged black woman. As Penny, she wears a gray uniform dress with a white collar and cuffs. As Biddy in 1955, she is a housekeeper at the guest house. She wears a light-colored shift dress covered by a long pinafore-style apron. In 1955, we meet Veronica, the mother of the four sisters. Notably, she is played by the same actress who plays the adult Joan in the second act. She is a white woman in her late 30s of medium height and slender. She is sophisticated and was likely the town beauty. Her dark brown hair is worn curled away from her face and pinned up in back. She wears a knee-length gray plaid skirt and a delicate gray cardigan. An apron with a pattern of tiny pink flowers is tied around her waist. Later, she will have on a slightly more sophisticated ensemble consisting of a black pencil skirt and a white blouse edged in black trim. Each of the sisters has a younger counterpart that plays them 20 years earlier in 1955. All four are dressed alike with minor differences. They each wear a gray school uniform. It is a sleeveless jumper over a white blouse belted at the waist, the skirt falling in wide box pleats to their knees. They all have gray knee socks and flat shoes. Three of the sisters wear black Mary Janes, while Joan's shoes are red. Jill and Gloria both have gray cardigans. All of the girls, with the exception of Joan, wears a blue and tan striped school tie. Joan's tie is stuffed into her dress pocket. We meet Luther St. John, a producer, in 1955. He's a white man in his 40s, of medium height and slim, with very short brown hair slicked back off a high forehead. He wears a charcoal suit and tie. Joe Fogg is a lodger at the guest house, as well as the piano player for the girls. He is a middle-aged man with graying hair. He wears dark brown pinstriped trousers and a white shirt with the sleeves rolled up, and a matching dark brown vest. This actor also plays Mr. Potts, a piano tuner, in 1976. Then he wears dark trousers, a white shirt, the shirt sleeves rolled up, and open at the collar with a loosely tied dark-colored tie. The Hills of California is 2 hours and 45 minutes long. There is one intermission, and then there is a pause in the second act. This concludes the pre-show notes. This program will repeat until the start of the play. If you are using a device and have any questions or difficulty, please return to the representative in the lobby. Thank you, and enjoy The Hills of California.